Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Emergency Management Coordinator Troy Bass on September being Emergency Preparedness Month. Well, one thing Warren County residents certainly can't do too much of is emergency preparedness. What types of emergencies can we expect? Oh, I know still severe weather as we head into winter, and talk about that from a perspective of Warren County Emergency Management as far as what families should prepare for.
Yeah, September is the Emergency Management Preparedness Month, and preparedness as a community as well as the residents. Yes, we are moving towards winter and ice and snow and very cold temperatures, and to be prepared for that, one of the things that emergency management at the state level, the association's been working towards trying to make a couple days like the back to school program where you get tax-free on certain generators and certain preparedness stuff, like gloves, buckets, whatever. It's across the realm, but right now it's still at the state house, and they're looking it over and proposing it, hopefully to come through later this winter or in the spring. So that should help with the preparedness if you need to buy stuff. But the other thing to start thinking about, yes, we're coming into the weather of winter, and we start to travel back and forth to Des Moines, Altoona, Ankeny, wherever, as your daily jobs, as well as traveling with family events. And do you have stuff in your vehicle? Do you have extra blankets, candy bar, or something like that? If you get stuck in the snow and you're going to be there a while, can you keep warm until help arrives? We also tell you at home to be able to prepare when it's this cold, when the power goes out and you get low temperatures in the zeros and below zero, things freeze, water stops, power goes out. Do you have stuff in your home that you keep, like box and canned foods, that you can survive for a few days? We like to say 72 hours until help arrives or until the power comes back on or water, what have you. And then do you know where your cell phone is if it works? Do you have one for your home, for your kids? I know a lot of families have one, like a track phone. Do they know where it's at? Do they know how to call for help? Do they know how to call for a neighbor for help? Remember that when it's extreme cold and heavy snow or ice, the responders are having just as much difficulty getting around as you do. And so that's what we tell you. 72 hours at least, that gives us a chance to be able to come and support you. No different than the summertime during the winds and the tornado and some of the other events that happen during the summer. Just prepare for an accident. Do you have a home evacuation plan? Do you have a meeting place for if you get separated during a wind event or fire or whatever? Do you meet out by the mailbox? Do you meet at the neighbor's house? Do you meet at the Casey store? Whatever. Things that you should be able to have a plan and plan ahead of time and work with each other and your children to know and understand how that works.
Well, talk a little bit about the resources of planning. I mean, I know that we've talked in the past about, hey, where should I go to help me formulate that plan? You talked a lot about some of the aspects of it, but talk about what some resources people can use to help formulate that plan.
FEMA has a lot of websites that you can get ideas. We have stuff here in the office that I can help work with you with that, or some handouts and brochures. But basically, it's common sense. If you need a gallon of water to support you a day, does your wife or your grandmother or grandfather or your kids have a gallon of water? to a day, do you have that supply? If you need flashlights, do you have flashlights around? Are they charged up? Are the batteries you placed, are they rechargeable? Are they charged? Medication, do you have medication? Do you wait until the last day to refill your medicine? You probably shouldn't during the severe weather time frame. Work with your local pharmacies. Also, you can go online in the FEMA website. You can FEMA.gov. You also can go on to the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management website, and they have tips and stuff if you're a internet person that likes to do that kind of stuff. And you can always, like I said before, you can always stop by the office, and we can help you with some of that planning stuff, either through brochures or just sit down and visit a little bit.
Thanks to Warren County Emergency Management Coordinator Troy Bass for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.